AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. For months, Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville has been blocking military appointments over a new Pentagon policy on abortion. Today, Tuberville lifted the blockade.
It was pretty much a draw. I mean, they didn't get what they wanted, we didn't get what we wanted.
Tuberville says holds will continue for about 11 of the highest-ranking military officers, those who would be promoted to what he described as the four-star level or above. At the Pentagon, spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says,
"We have a very important mission in terms of defending this nation, and any time you add a level of uncertainty into the chain of command, it creates an unnecessary friction. It has an impact on readiness as we try to stay focused on the mission, which we are going to do."
In Texas, a pregnant woman whose fetus has a fatal diagnosis is asking a court to let her have an abortion. Her attorney says this is the first lawsuit of its kind since Roe v. Wade was overturned last year. On a day Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke by video to senators about more U.S. aid, Republicans like Wyoming's John Barrasso are linking aid to Ukraine and other countries to more money for border security.
So Chuck Schumer can bring a bill to the floor of the Senate. If it doesn't include what we need on border security, it will fail. Republicans will vote against it.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says this policy is radical, straight from Donald Trump.
While immigration is important, it's a separate issue from foreign aid to Ukraine and Israel and humanitarian aid to Gaza and the Indo-Pacific.
Retired Justice Sandra Day O'Connor will lie in repose at the Supreme Court December 18th, with a funeral at the National Cathedral the following day. The first woman on the Supreme Court, O'Connor, died Friday at the age of 93 in Phoenix. Most stocks slipped today on Wall Street, but the market hung near its highest level in 20 months. This is AP News. Leaflets dropped by Israel on Khan Yunis in Gaza warn people to move farther south.
Israel and neighboring Egypt have refused to accept any refugees. The area that Israel has ordered to be evacuated is home to some 117,000 people. The UN says it also houses more than 50,000 people displaced from the north, living in 21 shelters. It's not known how many are fleeing. Adding to the chaos, the Palestinian telecom provider Paltel says phone and internet networks across Gaza collapsed again Monday evening, the latest of several outages that have complicated rescue efforts. Communications were restored early Tuesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The State Department says the Biden administration has made a new and significant offer aimed at securing the release of American detainees Paul Whelan and Evan Gershkovich, but Russia has rejected the offer. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.